Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. And that's Ben over there. Hello, Benones. How are you?
I'm fabulous, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to Married to Medicine Day, everybody. The Golden Crappies is coming up February 27th in glamorous Hollywood, California. Join us, won't you? It's a Friday night. It's going to be so much fun. You can get your tickets right now at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, go to Patreon if you want bonus episodes. We're talking traitors right now. Or you want ad-free listening, or you want all of these episodes on video. We do that all on Patreon. So thank you to everybody who joins us over there. Every Monday, we're on Amazon Live at 4 p.m. And every other week, we do Crappy Hour Live. That's Mondays at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Okay. So join us for all that. You can find links to all of that in our link in bio over at Instagram or watchwhatcrappens.com. Ben, what say you? How you feeling? What's on your mind today?
Feeling great. Feeling great. Really another entertaining episode of Married to Medicine. I loved seeing Heavenly kick off her campaign in a parking lot while also shading cast members. I loved everyone losing their mind at the Scrubs show. It was a tough night on Bravo for people named Angel, that's for sure, based off of what happened on Potomac for Angel's trip and now Angel's fashion show here in Potomac. Very entertained. What say you, Rondell?
Love that. Let's start it off, shall we? This is season 12, episode 7, Boots on the Ground. So last week we had this family reunion thing, which was all the families getting together and bringing some members of their family or whatever. And at that, Toya was messing with Brandy. She went up to Brandy and who was she messing with? Is that right?
Toya has, last week, I don't think that Toya messed with Brandy, but like there was the issue with Brandy at Toya's famous Saint-Tropez, whatever that party was that she had. She included Brandy in the category of people like haters that come to that are in the group.
Yes. Okay. So let's just start. We start with Brandy at work and, she is doing the pictures that you do when you get Botox, like they do before and after pictures. So she's doing that. She's like, we're going to do your after. She looks so good. Okay. Raise your brow. You can't raise your brow. And she's like, oh, am I not raising my brow? She's like, nailed it. I did it right. Which yeah. I never get because my face never stops moving no matter how much Botox is in there. My muscles are too strong in my face.
Oh, you just got strong anti-Botox muscles. You know, that's a superpower.
I guess it drains your money and gives you nothing in return. So now Toya is driving with her sons and they're like, we're songwriters now. And she's like, how many songs have you wrote? And they're like, 4 or 5. She goes, I want to hear one. Let me hear it. And they're like, no. And she goes, let me hear it. Do you know the lyrics by heart? Who wrote the lyrics? And they're like, ChatGPT. She's like, oh my God, you stole those lyrics.
You'll see what it sounds. And then we go to Jackie.
I think at least half of music on the air right now is ChatGPT.
Yeah. I would say it's not like the pop lyrics these days are so super amazing, right? So over at Jackie's talking to a patient and she's like, you're taking your vitamins and you're doing your self breast exams every month, right? She goes, yes. It's just like, okay, now look, don't give me an, yes. You got to speak with your body. Communication matters. I see your communication body language and it's saying you're saying yes, but your face is saying no. And then we go over to Angel's house and Mimi, Heavenly and Quad are over. She's having, a little thing there. And they're all really annoyed because Angel apparently lives very far away. I really wish I understood Atlanta geography more because I always get the sense on Atlanta shows that it's kind of like LA where if you live outside the city, when someone says, oh, I just drove in from Pasadena to Malibu, you go, okay, cool. Those are places I've heard of. But like for people who live here, we know that that is a heinous like 10-hour drive. And like, that's so vicious to make someone drive from Pasadena to Malibu. And so I always get the feeling like that's happening on these Atlanta shows whenever people show up, like, girl, you just made me drive so far to get to you right now.
Atlanta, yeah, it's very spread out. And remember when Portia moved to Buckhead? They're like, what the hell? You know, we learn a lot about this just from watching shows in Atlanta, that it's hard and everyone lives very far from each other. So Heavenly comes in. She's like, oh my God, love your house. What a beautiful house. It's far. Now it's very far. As far as fuck. Where the fuck are we? I don't even know where we are.
Angel's like, we're in Fairburn. She's like, well, I don't know. I just drove down. I don't even know where I am. But, you know, you look good, though. That's a good part. It's like, despite the fact that you live in the wilderness, you look great. She's like, all the time it took me to find this house, I could have found my son. I could have fixed my hair. I could have worked a whole day shift rather than come to Angel's house. But, you know, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad she invited us all the way out to bum the fuck, Georgia.
When she said, for the time it took me to come to this house, I could have found my son.
I was like, that was hilarious. I could have found my son.
So they're eating and she's like, oh, just give me a little of that. You know, I got my Mounjaro shot today. Okay, just give me a little bit of that. And she's like, hey, mommy, hey, quad baby. Look, quad's here. Look, little baby's here. Look, little hot baby is on a quad. Gets her mom voice on.
Yeah. Quad's like, I love my ladies, but knowing that this round didn't take, I'm not yet ready to verbalize it to my friends yet. It takes me some time when life happens. So Heavenly's like,
okay, well, we got to meet everyone's family, didn't we? Yeah, that was fun, right? It was a nice time.
She's like, girl, down to the family reunion. And Mimi's like, it was a lot of people over there in purple, too, by the way. Had us looking very, very sparse.
I don't have anything to do with you and your family. How y'all coming through, though? How y'all procreate? It has nothing to do with me.
Elsewhere in the grand city of Atlanta.
That alternate girls meet up. Dun, dun, dun.
So Brandy, Simone, and Contessa and Toya meet up. And Contessa's like, ugh, it's been one of those weeks. She really does. This really does start off like a community theater production. Oh, ladies, it's been one of those weeks.
When I tell you, we have just been trying to rent out that office space. God, you know, no one wants to be by the bathroom. So we're really concentrating on gastrointestinal doctors. So if anybody knows anybody, just let us know. There's an office for rent right across from the men's room and the women's room. It's in the toilet. It's in the restrooms.
So Toya's like, well, it wouldn't have been if you came to the family reunion, even though it was a dry family reunion. And Contessa's like, are you kidding me? What? Because the place didn't allow alcohol.
It's like, well, that's probably a good thing. So wait a second. This was like a really sweet event. Who came for you? And she's like, hold on. Let's talk about who came for Heavenly, because she had a brother that showed up. And they're like, what? She goes, yeah. She says she just found out about him. And Contessa says, oh, brother, have we had a DNA test? Again, who is going to lie about being in Heavenly's family?
I don't know. A very specific liar who has a strange end goal, I guess. Someone who's ready to cash in some free dental work.
Yeah, the teeth. Somebody who needs teeth. So I answer myself every time. I'm like, who wants Heavenly in their teeth? Teeth. Keep reminding myself. So he needs a DNA test. And then we cut back to Heavenly. And she's like, I thought it was very strong of my brother to come because he said he was nervous about meeting me. And that's when he was so nervous that he came right up to my office and introduced himself.
Well, would you be open to doing a DNA test? She's absolutely, absolutely. If he was, I want to know. But I want to tell you all this before I forget. I'm actually doing an official launch of my campaign. I'm going to do an official launch of my campaign. And main thing I want to do is encourage people to vote, because there's very little elections are very important. You got to vote.
And she's actually right. And she says that she is going to she's going to continue her YouTube, but she's going to talk more about politics and less about, I don't know, dragging Scott and Contessa.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
All right, what do you guys think of taxes? And do you think that Toya pays them? Okay. Lines are open. And Quad's like, we'll be there. And they're like, oh, yeah, good for you, Heavenly. Good for you. And Angel says, yeah, and I just wanted to say that to Heavenly, you know, when we were at that family reunion and I introduced you to Bernard, you know, you really made me feel like you were my big sister looking out for me. And we see a clip of Heavenly like, you got a job? How much money do you make? You're going to take care of my girl? Now, how late do you like to stay out? What do you watch on television? YouTube? Do you read books? Do you pay taxes? Does Toya pay taxes? What's your opinion?
And then Angel says, but Toya came out. And I was like, hey, Toya, this is my friend Bernard. And she comes out here and she's like, wait, what are you doing with him? Like, you didn't ask me. Didn't you ask me to introduce you to a man? And Quad's like, oh. Heavenly's like, she said that in front of him. And she goes, what I hear you saying is she broke the girl code. The sister circle has been torn asunder. And you don't go and say that in front of another man.
She's like, yeah, I mean, I don't roll like that. Like, that girl's trying to be friends with me. Who does that? You know, that's not the type of fucking friend I need. And Quad's like, no, no. And Heavenly just goes, I don't talk to her. She's like, yeah, well, you don't fuck with her either, right? And I understand. I understand now. And Quad's like, no real ones do, baby. There's no way in the world.
So we go back to Toya and she's like, so I see all this dude. And I'm like, Angel, you wanted me to hook you up. And Tessa's like, wait, you said that in front of the boy? Toya.
But Brandy and Contessa are like, no, what are you doing? And she's like, first of all, don't play me. Don't ask me to hook you up because I'm going to hook you up with my family. And then if you mess with somebody I hook you up with, then that means that you're messing with my family. So don't mess with my family. What are you talking about? You didn't hook her up with anybody in your family? You crazy. Joy's so she's fucking crazy.
But she's like, well, she's basically saying, like, look, I am... like, I have a whole bunch of, like, high-quality options, and I do not tap into those options lightly. So don't have me pull a favor for one of Eugene's doctor friends if you're already dating someone. But I'm like, that's not a... Toya, if you offer it, then you do it. Well, I guess she didn't offer it. I mean, Angel asked. But that's okay. She's not bound to this guy. I think that Toya... I don't think it's up to Toya to police that situation. She offers, and if Angel burns, then... that's fine, because you know what? It could be a love connection too. I'm taking this very seriously right now.
Toya's just so full of shit. She didn't hook him up. She didn't hook her up with anybody. And the second that someone calls her out, she's like, oh, but she was messing with my family. No, no one messed with your family. Just stop. So then we go back and Angel's like, well, Simone's been investigating. So she's the go-go gadget. So maybe she can investigate. And Heavenly's like, yeah, why is she investigating so much? I've never in my life looked up Heavenly. You, Angel, nobody. I don't know that's true, Quad. I feel like there's been seasons where
you're literally dressed in a trench coat and we're like,
I have been looking things up on you, Lisa Marie Cloud.
Or was that Lisa Marie Cloud who looked up stuff on Quad? I just know that there for sure was a scene where Quad was like, doing her cosplay. They always give her like some task. This season, as we're literally about to find, well, we just found out she's a campaign manager, but in the past she has, I have such a distinct memory of Quad in a trench coat, like a detective. Like the only thing she was missing was a magnifying glass and like one of those hats with the flaps that come down the ears. Like it was so funny.
Well, I'm not looking up something to find something so I can use it against you later on. And Emily's like, well, you know, but, you know, Cecil, now I don't want him to catch a stray. And she goes, don't say anything about Cecil. She says, but you got to worry about your own family and see what they're doing before you worry about other people. So what's the hint about Cecil? What do you think Cecil's doing that they could find information on?
I don't. No.
Child labor?
Is it that he doesn't have like a job? Is it that like, I don't know. I have no idea what it could possibly do. So Gudessa's like, well, it sounds like the group is divided, but I do have an idea. Maybe I'm the person who can bring us all together. Maybe we should do a girls trip. Toya's like, you really think a girls trip is going to bring us back all together? Are you on some crack? Just like, no. The producers told me I should say this. So I'm saying it right now. How can I keep up with all the fights that are happening right now? I mean, we've got Quad and Simone arguing about Quad's VIN number. I'm like, Let's not lead with that one. That fight hasn't even
that's
really
why this show yet. That's why this show always wins. This show's so fucking funny.
A Vin fight. This is the first time we've had a Vin fight. And then we have Heavenly and Toya arguing about Heavenly's campaign. And then we've got Toya and Angel fighting about Angel's sometimes boyfriend. Okay, button up, bitches. Let's go. Be better. Be friends. Be sisters.
Well, I'm only covered if we get the said quad home again.
Contessa's like, well, let me think about all the details because I want to make sure that it's elegant enough for you, Toya. So Simone's like, I think this is amazing that Contessa's hosting the girls' trip, because the last girls' trip, this bitch was like, my mama who died in 2010.
And then we see a clip of Heavenly going, your mama, my mama who died in 2010. Oh, God. So it's like, you just want a do-over. She goes, yes, 365 days later, I feel like a brand new person. I'm ready to start again. So now we go to Dr. Heavenly's campaign launch. And Quad is over there helping them set up. And it really is like in a Big Lots parking lot. It's crazy.
Yeah. What we find out is that from the parking lot, you can look up and see a Capitol building, I presume. But it's basically a parking lot, and it's not a nice parking lot either. It's just all ramshackle, and it's like a blazingly hot day, and Quad is like setting up chairs, and I mean, it reminds me of the scene in Big Business where Bette Midler comes out and milks a cow while she's singing, and I'm just like, we can make this look nicer, can't we?
And then we find out what makes this epic is that Quad is going to be the campaign manager. Yes, thank you. You have found a way to make this work. And I think it's the first time we've ever seen this on one of these shows where someone's like running for office and someone else is their campaign manager. I'm in this. So Quad's like, when Heavenly brought it to me and said, Quad, I need you to be my campaign manager, I said, oh, maybe, not a problem. I'm in tune and I'm in touch with the people.
It's really simple for me.
Mm-hmm. I think the closest we've ever come to this was Thomas Ravenel running for Senate.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Whitney
that's true.
Making a video of girls in bikinis for his.
Oh, ad. Darn it! Yeah, so that. But this is shows.
But this is the first time we've seen it. I think like, I was gonna say this is a real campaign, but I'm like, is it a real campaign? Was the other one not a real campaign? I don't know, but we're back in this space again.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So Quad is like, she addresses the crowd. She's like, thank you all for coming out today to this parking lot. I want to warn everyone that while the speeches will be compelling, a stray cart may come your way. So be prepared. And make sure your shoulders are protected from any cars that might come slamming into them.
One of our first laws to pass will be, do not park in handicapped spaces. Stay between the lines.
Now, we do have to make this quick, because at 5 o'clock they will be loading in the carnival. There will be a Ferris wheel placed here, so we must get going.
So Heavenly is less subtle on the mic. She's like, hi, everybody. It's hot out here. Now bring your asses down here. Fill out the seats, y'all. I'm not going to say it anymore. God dang it. Wait a minute. What do I need to do this?
She's like, get the fuck in the front seat, please.
So Quad's like, okay, well, I do feel honored to be your campaign manager. And how about that, everyone? How about that?
Heavenly's like, who better? Who better? Who better? You're the best. Okay. So y'all know who I am. I'm Dr. Heavenly Kimes, and I'm running for District 93, Representative Jackie. Get in the front row. Okay, get in the front row, Jackie. Okay, everyone. Now, here's one thing you got to know. My son was arrested.
And she gives actually a very nice speech. She basically says her son was arrested, and, you know, the ages between 23 and 27 are the number one reasons, for, you know, are number one ages. Like, that's the range for death in young black men, and a lot of times it's from police violence. And she gives a very lovely and good speech about this. But not everyone is pleased by it. Like, for instance, Toya.
Oh, really? Is that the best you got?
Toya is like unhappy with a very personal plea that, like, oh, my son was arrested and he was lucky to survive it, but not everyone else does. And I would like to reform this. And Toya's like, okay, but what else you got?
Yeah, Toya's like, she needs to do her research. What?
So Toya, the model of research and education, Toya.
Yeah. So Heavenly is like, okay, everyone has been so, so supportive of me. So thank you all, except for one. And Contessa's like, wow, I know she's not talking about me. She's like, but thank you all for being here. Thank you so much, District 93. We're going to do some big things. Amen, amen, amen. Except for Toya. Damnation to hell for Toya. But everyone else, amen, amen. Thank you so much for being here. And Toya's like, wow, I wish I could have come at 6 o'clock. And Simone's like, oh my God, Toya, these are my nieces. So Toya's like, oh, you missed it. So she's telling her everything that she missed. And Toya's like, I sent you the notes. She goes, I saw Toya. You were on some shit. Now I'm going to need to screenshot these and save them for the future.
So here are the notes that Toya took of the speech. Obviously, I'm taking notes. She said everyone on the cast has supported her except for one. And of course, you're the only one that's not here, but we all know that's a lie. So she's not taking any notes about Heavenly's platform or what she stands for. She's just taking notes on the shady things that happen.
Yeah. So Heavenly is like, Simone, you're late. She's like, I am sorry. I have nieces. Oh, it's okay. It just means so much that you came. We had such a good turnout. You know, somebody actually drove up, parked their car, got out, leaned on it, and then got back in and drove away. I mean, what a good place to have a play. What a good place to have a campaign event. And Jackie's like, you've taken on a new role. Like, I didn't know this was real, but now I know that it's real. And I'm terrified. I'm terrified for our country. Thank you, Heavenly.
Jackie's like, well, you know, Jackie does not want to have anything to do with this campaign. She's like, well, I'm not really into politics, so there's nothing I can really contribute. Jackie, we saw you do a Zoom with Kamala Harris, so you definitely are in politics. But she's like, I'm into real politics, not partisan politics.
Can we pass more laws enforcing the use of dildos? I think that would be great. Dildo for every home.
Everyone, we really have to clear out. There's a 16-year-old who's going to practice parallel parking right where we're standing. So come on, everyone.
Put up your own chair and please don't hesitate to put out a cone. Thank you.
So Contessa's like, so what made you use Quad for your campaign manager translation? What are you thinking? She's a reality star. Why don't you hire someone who has experience in this?
And Heavenly's like, oh, we've come so close and she's so smart and she, you know, she learns really quick. And Contessa's like, I'm just saying, you know, from the outside looking in, it's like maybe you want to make sure that you have someone serious because, you know, you want people to think that you're serious. So.
No. Well, you know, we didn't come to play. We came to win. And I'm here for education. I'm here for healthcare and for police reform and for shaming Simone for coming so late.
So Contessa's like, okay, well, just let me know how I can help from a distance. And I'll just give you some money, but I don't want to bother this.
Well, you've already helped me so much by putting Toya's husband next to the shitter. So thank you so much for doing that.
So now Brandy, Mimi, and Angel are talking on the side. And Mimi's like, are you endorsing this, Brandy? You should. And Brandy's like, well, I mean, I've got to see who she really is before I endorse somebody. I'm going to wait. I'm just going to hold that. I'm going to listen to all of the speeches. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone, you know, all of Atlanta's waiting to hear what Brandy has to say about this. But I think Brandy is like, she's like, you know, I showed support. That's a step. And Mimi's like, well, that's commendable. And you could do more, but that's commendable. So you and Toya didn't say anything when she was giving her speech, huh? And Brandy's like, well, when Toya said you've got to ask Toya what she said. And Mimi's like, oh, because I thought you'd do what Toya does. I thought that's what you do. Mimi's like on one a little bit right now.
And Brandy's like, what? Mimi came out today. I'm not sure where any of this came from, but it was fun.
It was fun. I like Mimi.
She's like, I don't do whatever she does. And she goes, okay, I'm sorry. She goes, well, okay, I see you're starting. I mean, we'll follow up another time. How about we do that? And she's like, well, be careful who you're aligning yourself with. And Brandy's like, well, what does that mean? And Mimi's like, well, be careful if you're aligning yourself with Toya, because she just shaded heavenly while she was doing this. And so that means that you are associated with that.
Yeah. One never wants to be associated with someone who might lightly shade a politician, right? I mean, God forbid anyone would do that. So Brandy's like, I don't need your diagnosis. She's like, well, I don't want to give you a diagnosis. She goes, okay, well, go on. Why are you racking here? Like, walk away. She's like, I'm just saying. She'll support your friend. Go support your friend. And Mimi's like, I'm just saying you do not have to align yourself with people who are negative. Because really what this all comes down to is that Mimi still feels a certain sort of way about Toya at Toya's party, which really kicked off so many issues for this season. She feels a certain sort of way that she like came to this party and then Toya was mean to her.
Yeah. And Mimi's like, well, just don't align with people who are negative. And she's like, I don't need your advice. And so they're having a fight. And the other ladies are looking like, what are the youngsters doing over there?
Yeah. Where did this come from?
Yeah.
So Simone's like, are you guys okay? You guys need a juice box? Need some orange slices? Mimi's like, well, I told her to be careful who she's aligning herself with. And Brandy's like, well, thank you. And thank you, Angel. Thank you, Mimi. Thank you, everyone. And Mimi's like, and do not shade anybody in public form. And Brandy's like, she's like, I don't know where this came from. And everyone's like, I don't know where this came from. But like, okay, fine.
And now we get a Dr. Jackie in the office scene. I love Dr. Jackie in the office scenes because I obviously don't know what she's talking about, but I love to hear her talk about it anyway. She's like, I was just making sure that somebody had ordered my cannulas for my heteroscope, my hysteroscope. Has that been done? And then her assistant's like, I don't know anything about that, queen.
And she's, Jackie's like holding this big thing that's like got like some sort of like, you know, digital display, but a long prong or whatever. And like, we can sort of like imagine what's used for, but she's just sort of like pulling it in and out and she's like figuring it out. She's got her wicked glasses on. So Simone comes by and she's like, your scrubs are gorgeous. Love the color. Love the style. And Jackie's like, okay, do you happen to have a cannula for the hysteroscope? She's like, no. How was your day then? It was good. I'm getting ready to make some changes, specifically divorcing Cecil. Oops, jumped too far ahead.
First, let's talk about my profession. I'm going to stop being an OB. And she's like, what do you mean? She's like, I'm going to stop it. I'm done. I'm burnt out on delivering babies. I have delivered thousands of babies. And now I look around at a food court with people misbehaving left and right. And I say, you did this. You did this.
I have put some googly eyes on a basket and said, Dr. Simone. And I put the basket underneath the legs and the baby falls into it. And that, my work is done.
So she wants to drop the OB and just lean into the gyne mm-hmm. part. And so she's like, this is the first step into getting myself back. I'm sick of taking care of babies, the ones I deliver and the ones that I married. And she's like, okay, mm-hmm. So did you have a calm conversation with Cecil? Like, Cecil, I'm tired. I'm reaching a place where I'm cutting back. And she's like, I have told him I am tired every day for the past 20 years.
So Simone tells us, finally Simone is addressing this thing that we keep on noting. She's like, when Cecil left corporate America, he left an amazing salary. And the lion's share of the money coming into our household is on my back. And I think I'm just resentful of that because she is doing this like really hard, like around the clock work, delivering these babies because he left corporate America. And like, none of us really know what he does now. He tried to launch some sort of app with child labor in the neighborhood, but like, I don't know what he does. Is it real estate? Is he doing real estate? Is that his thing? I don't know.
I'm sure he just, well, I'm not sure, but I think that he just considers like, okay, I get paid for doing the show. We've been on the show forever. You get paid for doing the show and you're a doctor. Like, I'm going to relax.
Yep.
He's like, bye. I'm tired. Early and retirement. Like, I've got a bar in the basement. Hook it up.
But the kids are out of the house. So like the stay-at-home dad thing is probably like, yeah, that's not working the same way.
Yeah.
And she goes, here's the thing. Sex, still good. Still getting wet. Still having an orgasm. I mean, okay, it takes a little bit longer, but to get the orgasm, but I am wetter than a bucket in a well. You know what I'm saying?
Just conversations with Simone, you just never know where they're going to be.
Here's the thing. I still get wet. I still come. I still splurge all over the place. That is not the problem.
Okay, well, thanks.
It is like trying to have world.
My lunch. Okay, trying to have my lunch here.
Remember what it was like when Shamu would do a trick and you're in the front row and you just get wet? That is me, Jackie. But of course, Jackie doesn't flinch because, like, you know, it's like OBGYN to OBGYN. She's like,
yeah, totally. This is Jackie's wheelhouse. Simone's just like,
Jackie, I am basically a window washer at a stoplight. You cannot stop it from happening, even when you're saying, no, no, please don't.
I am like the Bellagio fountains during BravoCon, raining on me and still wetter than wet.
Frank Sinatra will not stop singing when Cecil is around.
Okay, okay, okay. We can move on from this. So we are having fun. Are you faking the fun?
Do you fake the Bellagio fountain coming out of your hoo-ha, Jackie?
No, no, you don't. That's real. That's very, very real.
Do you have Kesha out there singing New York, New York when the fountains are going? No, it's the real deal.
Do the people in the front row have to wear garbage bags over their chest to not get sprayed?
Did Gallagher paint some softballs and smash them with a sledgehammer? No. Real watermelons, Gallagher. Ponchos. Ponchos are always needed.
Well, I think that you need to learn how to have fun. And she goes, but we do have fun. You know, and she's like, well, when you and Cecil guys go out and you hang out, you have fun then. And she goes, yes, we have fun. And she goes, but I'm just choosing not to be out with him. And she's like, that's not good though, Simone. She goes, no, it's not. But, you know, my plan is to just live out the rest of my life any way I see fit. And she goes, well, that's not very good for marriage. You should marry somebody who goes around telling people that they shouldn't have sex outside of marriage because that's not what Jesus wants. That preview, I'm just, spoiler alert, the preview of next week is Curtis. Telling what's his buns, the new guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Quads guy. King. How can you forget a name, King? Come on. He tells him, you know, maybe the reason you're having trouble is getting pregnant is because sex outside of marriage, that's not what God wants. That's what the Bible says. How dare you, sir? You, of all people, the cheater, pumpkin eater? Really? I don't need to hear about the Bible from you, okay? You fucking cheater and a PT Cruiser. No, I don't want to hear from cheaters or people in PT Cruisers.
My line. That's a Venn diagram we do not approve of. So Simone says, I don't want to live with somebody, number one, who is not feeding me anything emotionally. But number two, he's so stuck and he's so stubborn that he can't see past himself. I don't want to spend the rest of my life like that. So Jackie's like, you're headed for a divorce. Do you want to do that? She's like, that sounds great. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking I needed some me time. But divorce? Absolutely. Let's do it. I mean, Simone is like, is that the worst thing? And I was like, you know, they avoided it last time. I feel like the way Simone's talking, this does not sound very hopeful for the two of them. I've got to say, she seemed excited by the idea of just being able to leave Cecil behind and just to live her life. I think this may be it. Sorry.
Well, the way she's talking about it too, it's like, I've worked my ass off. I'm getting myself up for retirement and now I can't retire because these fucking men are spending all my money all the time. So I'm just going to divorce, you know, like, fuck them. The kids don't need me anymore. They're older now and I'm just going to get a divorce. But won't she still have to pay alimony and stuff? I don't know.
But at least it's like kind of her state money.
Atlanta is.
She probably will, but like, I think she's, you know what it is? She doesn't want to have to like run things by Cecil anymore because I feel like it sounds like she feels like Cecil's dragging her down and she just wants to have some independence because it's just too much. She can't do it anymore.
The fact that she's fantasizing. No, it's not the worst thing.
Yeah, it's not. I'm going to support it this time around. Last time I was like, no, you guys are so sweet together. Now I'm like, I think she deserves to like live the life that she wants to live. She's clearly having fantasies of a life that she wants. And that's really bad. That's really bad. Not bad. Yeah. I shouldn't say it's not bad. I'm saying it's not a good sign for the state of the marriage. It's good for her. Just let her have her fantasies. I just think it does not look promising for the future of the
marriage. Well, you know, I have two sides, because one of the sides is watching them in confessionals laugh and crack each other up and just be so comfortable around each other. And they seem so close. So I see that. But then I see scenes like the one with the sons, and then the one of him in the kitchen where he's all upset with her for saying anything about it. And I'm like, leave him. Like, especially if someone's not bringing the equal amount in the marriage. And I'm sorry, but it does come down to money. It does. If he's not going to be willing to go to work and bring in the same money that she is, but then he's going to demand that she spend all this money on the kids and buy them cars and pay for their school and do all of this shit when he's not willing to put in the work, bye. I think that would be hard to respect.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm with you. That's go. Leave him. Get out of here.
I want her to be happy.
Yeah, me too.
They can have a nice relationship. They can have a nice relationship after the divorce if that's the path they go down. But it seems like she needs to have her own independence at this point.
Yeah, she can still date him and have the sex and stuff. Mm-hmm. So then we go to Angel, who is setting up her Angels on Earth event. And she is like, not only am I a full registered nurse, but I'm the founder of Life's Angels Uniform Company. And today she's unveiling her fall lines. So this is interesting. We haven't seen this before, right? A scrubs company.
We've seen a scrubs company. We had,
on this show.
On this show.
Well, we know about Figs, because Figs was an advertiser. Figs. Yeah. So we know that Figs, I didn't know that that was like a huge, I knew Figs was a huge thing, but that's cool that like you have a scrubs fashion show. I know it.
You know what? It's so funny. Like it wasn't actually until Figs came around, and I swear this is not a commercial, but it wasn't until Figs came around where I just didn't even think it was a thing, like an option. I thought like scrubs are scrubs. Like you just get your scrubs, you put them on. And now it turns out like there's considerations of like, I want my scrubs to look this way or that way. This scrub looks good. That scrub looks good or whatever. And I honestly just had no idea that like fashion was an option for scrubs. I just thought it was kind of a uniform that you just sort of slip into. So it's cool that Angel is doing this as well. And she is basically like, you know, we used to not have stretch or functionality or anything. And we didn't even have fashion, and we need Life Angels. So she's going to have this event, and everyone starts to arrive at this place. And so Simone is like, oh, Angels on Earth. My scripture is my software. Okay. And Contessa is like, well, look at this. And there's like a guy, a model in scrubs. They're all filling him up and everything. And they're like touching his chest and all that fun.
Also, something new. There's something else new about this all. This company actually has a working website with products that you can buy.
Yes.
This is crazy.
It does.
This is crazy. What kind of Real Housewives show is this? Come on.
Not only that, I would actually wager to say that this like small fashion show or presentation looked pretty legit. Like they had this big screen in the background. Like it was sometimes on the various Bravo shows, they do these like fashion shows in kind of like, and they're like at like a strip mall. You know, and you're like, okay, well, I guess this is a fashion show. Like the posh fashion show comes to mind, various other things that have happened on various shows, like in Utah. But this was good. I felt like this looked like a good show, like a good presentation of your brand. So congrats to Angel on that one.
Yeah, nailing it. So, and she has these scruffs like with big poofy shoulders. I'm looking at the website now, and she's the model on most of them. She also has a hot guy modeling. This is great. Good for her. Okay. So, they come in, and Simone's like, oh, I'm so glad the candidate is here. It is Heavenly. One of the things I told Heavenly after you left early is that Heavenly has been able to convert people like you, people like Brandy, into supporting her campaign. And Toya was gracious enough to send notes to me as I was stuck in traffic and I was late. I was late. I will say that I was late. And Heavenly's like, oh, God, let me sit down for this. I have a sense you're going to start a fight with me. I'm going to sit down now. I'm just going to sit down.
And Simone's like, oh, your feet are hurting already, Heavenly. You're going to have to stand when you debate. You got to stand. She's like, well, I don't have to stand for this. So Toya's like, to even think
that Heavenly is capable of going into political setting with it going to attack her. Well, Heavenly can't handle that.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure that Heavenly will handle really anyone who would attack her on a debate stage. I mean, she may not be able to, I don't know, like her, like what her, like if she has knowledge about all the issues, but she definitely can handle someone coming for her.
Of course. Hello. I do not believe in your platform. I think it will ruin this city. It will ruin the city. It will bring everything down.
Your mama.
The end.
Your mama the brings end.
It's an unassailable point. Like, I could see her on the national stage. Like, she will be like, Heavenly Kimes, critics say that you do not have enough experience in foreign policy. You haven't taken an authoritative stance on things happening in the Middle East. You have not spoken out about energy policies, things that are tariffs concerning Europe. And what do you say to critics who believe that you're just unqualified to deal on an international stage?
Your mama.
Okay.
Your mama's not qualified either.
Okay. Would you like to would you like to elaborate?
No one's mama is. Stupid face.
Your husband has a small dick.
That's true. I've heard it.
I'm not concerned about tariffs in Europe because I have daddy. And until Europe gets a daddy, then I don't want to hear it.
Okay, Heavenly, I want to get back to you in my notes. Okay, so one of the things that Toya said that you said during this speech at the rally pointed out people who were not supporting you. And Toya's like, that is very, very tacky.
Toya, of all people, that's very tacky.
She's like, no, it's not, because it's true and I speak the truth.
No, it's tacky because we need strong, respectful people in politics.
No, we don't.
Women who are going to lead Georgia in a good way and not embarrass us. She goes, I'm going to leave now because I'm not going to participate in this. I'm not going to do this because I'm going to leave.
I don't even care about the scrubs. I'm going to leave now.
Don't leave. Stay.
I'm going to pray for you.
And Toya's like,
girl, you don't have
I'm
to say
gonna tell you the me. Same thing that I told the elevator commission. I'm going to pray for you. That's what I'll do.
I don't like ignorant people. I just can't take it. Why is Toya and these people, why are they all so ignorant? Dang.
Quad's like,
I don't understand it, but as your campaign manager, I'm going to will you to stay here.
So Brandy's like, saying, what's that? Going on over there? And Contessa's like, well, what you missed is that, well, you were there at the rally. And Simone's like,
hey, hold, please. This is our clique. Mimi, why are you here with the clique?
And Mimi's like, okay, I can leave. She goes, no, we don't want you to leave. And Toria's like, well, are you asking them or me? And Contessa's like, I just have a question. What the hell happened with you guys? Because last I remember, you were totally fine.
Mimi's like, well, at the launch, I said be careful with who you align yourself with. And Contessa's like, what do you mean? She's like, Toya. Toya's like, well, we need to be careful of you. And Mimi's like, I'm disengaging with you. Well, disengage and go back to your group because you're not our type.
Toya.
Mimi's like, I just said, be careful who you align yourself with because she kicked her out. Brant, remember? So now she's like going back to the party. She's like, remember with that part? I'm stating facts. Be very, very careful. Okay.
And Brandy's like, oh God, you're just stirring shit up. And she's like, no, I'm stating the facts. Be very, very careful. So Brandy's like, whatever. Okay, let's talk about Angel. And so they're like, where is she? So Angel comes down the stairs and she's like in this sexy outfit. And it's all space age, by the way. This whole theme is like astronauts. And everybody's like, why is this space? Yeah,
this part didn't make sense. I'm not including this part in my positive review for the show. I honestly just really liked that there was a giant like LED screen behind it and they just had it on mannequins. I was like, this looks good. This is exactly, I feel like, the right vibe for a small little fashion show. But the space age thing did not really make sense because it was not part of, I mean, I don't know if I want space age scrubs either, by the way. I'm fine with like a good timeless scrub vibe.
Oh no, these are not timeless scrubs. You know, they're interesting scrubs. That's the whole point. But space,
well, I meant like
it's fashion. It doesn't have to make sense. I guess she was like, we need a theme, space. Let's just do space. And she's wearing like these futuristic sunglasses and there's like smoke, like fog behind her. And she comes down the stairs and she's like, welcome to the unveiling of Life's Angels, my new collection. You're all seeing it for the first time. do not leave this room. There's not oxygen out there. We're all going to die.
Where are guys?
In Scrubs, no one can hear you scream. So Brandy is like, so she's saying, we got like, these are scrubs for everyone. They're made for all ethnicities, you know, and they look good. Like, and I got scrubs for everyone. And Brandy's like, well, what if we don't have a booty like yours? How's that going to fill out? And so Toy's like, she said it, blah, blah. But Contessa goes, okay, everyone, I'll be honest. I owe everybody an apology because I missed the family reunion. I know you were very sad that Dr. Contessa couldn't be there. So I'll give you a moment now to cry retroactively. Okay, great. Now you're done crying. I feel like I miss all these dynamics. And so I don't know what happened, but I will say this. I would love for all of us to maybe get together for real on a girls' trip and just hone down, even though it's not quite the right use of hone, on some sisterhood stuff. So I want you guys to pack a bag full of swimsuits because we're going to somewhere in the world. I have not decided on the destination yet, but we're going to go there.
We are going someplace, somewhere together, okay? And nobody's going to be misunderstood, okay? Nobody's a newbie here. We're all sisters, okay? And we're going to apologize. We're going to keep it moving because that's what sisters do. We make mistakes. And Quad's like, are there palm trees? Give me a hint. She's like, I don't know. There might be water. I've looked for Airbnbs with hoses.
But what about the palm trees?
Like, well, I don't know.
I have a question. This trip that we're going to, do we know if there will be trees of palm? Please, I need to know. Palm trees, please let there be a palm tree.
So Angel's like, so what kind of friend are you, Toya? And I'm only saying because I'm getting to know you, Toya. And she goes, okay, we could do a one-off. What kind of friend are you then? She's like, okay. But I'm going to mention that there are some things that you've done that kind of made me look at you a little bit different. Like what then? Well, we can talk about it another time. And she's like, why'd you bring it up now? She goes, because I'm not fake. And she's like, okay, but that seems like somebody's trying to make something out of nothing. She goes, no, it's not. It's not.
I'm not making something out of nothing. I'm just bringing up something out of nowhere and then putting it away right away and leaving everyone confused. Okay,
yeah,
everyone,
enjoy your scrubs. Away. Yeah, exactly. So Angel's like, okay, but if I'm bringing you in my space, I want to know what type of friend you are. She goes, a good one. Okay. Hey, Simone, what type of friend am I? And Simone's like, she's very loyal to credit card company that she continues to rack up debt with. Very, very loyal.
She's very loyal. Okay, Toya, just put your hands over your ears now. And stupid, very, very stupid.
She'll probably have no money within the year.
So Toya's like, so Angel's like, well, now is not the time that I want to talk about it because my mother's here. So Toya's like, so then why don't you bring it up? That's the question. Because I'm not a fake friend. I deal with real timing. I'm not a fake friend. I was like,
Simone, you could learn a lot about that one.
And Simone's like, it doesn't matter for me, baby. I'm good.
Well, I just want to say one thing. May I interrupt? The people are saying, if you could just find Quad's VIN number, then I can find out whose name Quad's car is in. How could you say that? And will there be palm trees?
I am not looking up VIN numbers.
But why? Why would you want to know, Simone?
It's like, I look up property and real estate, not automobiles. The real I'm estate a Zillow, not a Carfax. Okay.
Cuts to King and goes, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
And Curtis is like, he's doing the countdown to the pop-off. I'm about 10 seconds behind. And Quad's like, I brought it up now.
No, fuck with me because I'm gonna bring it
over a motherfucking VIN number. Get your hands off of me.
You pull it, you bad motherfucker. Pull it, you bad bitch, whatever.
You're just like, no, Quad, no.
Bitch, I ride whatever and I live fucking well. Stay away from my VIN number.
You live well with a lot of debt. That's how you live.
So they're having to be separated because they're coming for each other. I was dying laughing. This was so funny.
So Angel is like, these women at their big age, I really thought they would have handled themselves with more respect and a bit more dignity. Then it goes to Simone. Did you all see how Quad bucked up about the VIN number? Yeah, well,
Why did you even tell Heavenly anything? Why do you keep telling your shit? They need to just leave me alone. Why do you keep telling yourself? Why do you keep doing this? You're confiding in somebody who's not your friend. Like, unlike me, Toya.
Well, I'm not going to talk to her anymore. And Angel's like, Quad, please, please just stop. Because Quad's over there fuming. And she's like, you're better than this. You don't do this. And Simone's going, well, I don't have all that debt. And I don't live for show. I don't have all that debt.
I have to say, I mean, VIN numbers are very long. It takes a lot of work to look up a VIN number. So, you know.
More power to you. Really.
I know, she deserves an award. Like, wow. I'm shocked. I feel so bad for when mechanics have to write down the VIN number when you bring your car in for the first time and they open the door and they look on the side and they're there for about 25 minutes being like, 9362613.
Right.
It takes forever.
I looked you up and you were in a minor bumper altercation last year. What do you have to say about that? They had to fix your paint.
Oh, good.
You
joke.
Have not been regular on your oil changes at the dealership.
I passed my smog test, and that's all that matters.
So Heavenly's like, where are we going? I don't even know where we're going. And Heavenly's still talking about the vacation. And Contessa's like, well, we don't need water because everyone here is going to start drowning each other. I mean, my God, what is happening over there?
Wait a minute. Just don't put us on the damn boat. Please.
I mean, how does this happen right before his trip? How did this happen?
Let's pull credit card reports because I don't have all that debt.
So then Angel's like, okay, everyone, goodie bags, free scrubs. Who wants free scrubs? Free scrubs, everyone. And Simone's like, I'm not taking pictures with this fake one because a photographer's like, here, Simone, take a picture with Heavenly. So Simone's like, no. And she takes like Heavenly's, you know, arm off because Simone is angry at Quad, but she's also angry at Heavenly because Heavenly is the one who told Quad that Simone's looking up her VIN number. Which, yeah, by the way,
Heavenly
was
also just said, you can learn about being a good friend, Simone. Like, Heavenly came to play. I think they see all the young women fighting and they're like, uh-oh, this is like two scenes in a row that the young women have been fighting. We better do something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Simone's like, yeah, I'm not taking pictures with her.
Simone, I'm sorry you feel the way you do about your household because, you know, my man's a whole fucking doctor. So I guess you just can't win this one. Hmm? Just so upset about you your sad, win. Sad, unemployed husband.
That's what. And Contessa's like, we are not doing the husbands yet. Yeah, it's too early. Heavenly's like, this is what I'm saying. Leave people's husbands out of it, especially when her situation is what it is. And Contessa, by the way, Contessa keeps saying like, guys, we can talk about this on the girls' trip. Come on, let's have the fights on the girls' trip. It's my trip. I want to have an iconic trip. Come on, guys.
Simone's like,
my household is amazing. And that's why you have to do this fake shit to pretend like your household is good when mine is great, even though I've talked about divorce every episode this season.
You can't win this one, Boopy. You cannot win this one. My husband's got a very big dick.
Fuck you, bitch. Friends do not take your secrets, share them with other people, dog you out behind your back, and then hug you in a picture. That's not a friendship. That's not a friendship, boo. And I'm not interested.
Well, she's acting like a
damn fool. Simone is going off right now on Heavenly. She's like, fuck you, Heavenly. And Heavenly's like, she's acting a fool. I get that she's a hater. I get it. She's got a problem. She's got a problem. A sad, sad husband who doesn't do anything. She's like, the disrespect from you. Bring it, Heavenly. Bring it. I got you. Bring it.
So Angela's like, look, in the name of Jesus, y'all get the hell up out of here if you're not gonna act right. And Simone's like, if you're talking crazy to me, you're gonna get it.
Simone, I'm sorry, your situation is bad. Don't fuck with me. Don't.
You guys, I can't take your asses anywhere. Shit, get out of my scrubs events.
And Contessa says, you've been running for office, but you haven't changed a goddamn bit, Heavenly. And she's like,
I'm not doing anything.
And Tori's like, oh, yeah, we're going to vote for Heavenly. Okay. So Heavenly leaves. And as she leaves, she's like,
sorry that your life is terrible, Simone. I'm so sorry about your husband.
So Angel goes up to Simone. She's going to like talk serious to her. She's like, Simone, I'm not bringing you to more events if you act out like this again. Simone's like, that's fine. Don't bring any of your people. Like, because it started when Quad talked to me. And if you're not going to say anything to Quad and then Heavenly, but then you say something to me, like, I'm fine. I'm fine not coming to your events. Angel's acting like she is like keeping Simone away from wonderful once in a lifetime events when Simone.
Do you want to see more scrubs being introduced? I don't think you do.
Do you want to see what the spring line is? Well, then you better get in line.
And she's like, Simone, there's a way to conduct yourself in events. And she goes, then tell Quad she started it. Did you tell Quad about conducting herself? She did. She actually did. And Angel's like, it's not about Quad. It's about you, how you conduct yourself. Then talk to Quad about it. She got me wound up. She's like, listen, Proverbs 31, woman.
I don't start shit. Is that what Proverbs said? Don't start shit.
End it. End it right here. End it. She's like, when you come for me, you get whatever the fuck you get, Angel. She goes, okay, well, then let's end it right now. Done. Okay, well, thank you. And next time, I'm going to have some security at my goddamn events because you all don't know how to act. And Brandy's like, well, Simone, are you okay? And Simone's like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah. And that's it. It's Married to Medicine.
Mid-season trailer drops right after that, and I guess they're going to be off to their mid-season trip. I'm assuming this is the mid-season trip. It is. It's the girls' trip. It's not the couples' trip. So we'll see how that all goes. But it seems like they're all, you know, at each other's necks, which is always fun to see. Listen, I'm just happy we made it through 7 episodes without a Dr. Jackie sex toy party yet. So this is a
it'll be here. Don't you worry. It'll come. Don't you worry. It'll be here. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us. Go get your tickets for the Golden Crappies on February 27th at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arons?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.